Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. As if you didn't know. And this podcast is being recorded and aired on August the 13th, 2022. We're going to be looking at what should I live for? Interesting question. I had this put to me at my recent retreat, and come to find out, I had a couple of emails regarding it. They came in really months ago, and here I am going to speak about it now. It's a great subject, and it all depends upon what we call living. You know, I'm sitting here thinking after a meditation that I did just before this podcast, and it dawned on me that most people do not have any sense of what it means to truly live. They live to survive. They live through their body, their DNA, their genetic heritage, that kind of thing. And that's about as far as most of us go. And with that all being said, there isn't a great deal for us to argue about or talk about. And I don't want to argue because I'm not an arguer. But the simple fact remains, why are you living? What is the purpose of your life? What is this all about for you? And for most people, they wander through their life with their finger in their nose and looking around and not really knowing really what the heck they're doing with their precious life. So they, you know, hope for the good times, try to make as much money as they can for family and to keep a roof over their head and have some takeout food, and that's about it, and hope for the best. Sex, you know, they have plenty of sex, so they have more children generally than they can afford, and on this goes. And these are according to statistics that are available on the internet if whenever you want to go look at them, as to the number of children, the income of the parents that have all these children, the average income. You start to realize that the only thing they really live for is just to live. They have no sense or care or interest in anything other than just surviving. Now, I know many millennials that feel this way, and they think that this is the only thing that matters is their avocado toast and just doing what they want to do, not missing out on all the action or the things that they think are important. And living is just about having fun. And for the most part, also, I find, as has always been, drinking is very, very big. Alcohol is huge in this country. We see it all the time in the movies, etc. So there is that whole thing of going out and getting drunk in a bar and thinking that you're having a good time. And of course, the drinking is about alleviating some of the stress of not knowing why we're living the way we do, and knowing deep inside that this is all going to come crashing in on us one way or another. Anyway, that's all I got on that subject. Let's get to the questions. First one is from Raymond. He does not tell me where he lives. He goes into a long litany of his difficulty in his lifestyle. His marriage is not what he had hoped it would be. They have three kids they didn't really plan on. I don't understand that. When you have intercourse, Raymond, you could have children. I don't understand that. You don't know that? Did you flunk biology? And then he goes into his complaints about government and how it's not doing this, that, and the other, and helping him. And then he says, what should I do for living? What should I do to have a life? And then he goes into that. His idea of a life is to eat, drink, and be merry. That's what he told me. Well, this whole attitude, this whole belief system that most Americans have is the idea that the government should take care of you and that it should supply you with a retirement and hospitalization and health, you know, all the things, and make your life easy. And then they put it on the money thing, you know, that it's all about money, yada, yada, yada. There is your life, Raymond, and then there is your living. And you have to figure out for yourself what your life is. What is your life? Have you found your life? Most people never find their life. Your life is not in what you do. Your life is not in what you have. Your life is not in your circumstance. Your life is in your heart, your authentic heart. Again, not the human heart, your authentic heart. And when you are willing to find that heart, then the realization of what a living would be to support that heart or to extend from that heart or to express from that heart is what living is all about. Now, this is way above the pay grade of the average person, way beyond it. People will live for their emotions, for their passions, for their beliefs. They'll even die for them. Doesn't make them noble, doesn't make them virtuous, and doesn't mean that they lived a good life. It just means that's what they were obsessed with. Obsession, compulsion are very difficult things for people to live in. And they like to live in them because it elongates the ego, the pride, the vanity of us. So when you're talking to people, you're usually talking to some sort of belief or a passion or some sort of ideal that relegates them to their genetic dispositions, and they want to feel as though they are important. And that's as far as it goes. I cannot sit here and tell you how utterly self-destructive that is, but it is. You wouldn't believe me. And the things that, I don't know how old you are, Raymond, but the things you believe in now, and I'll say, I'm guessing you're in your 20s, those values are going to be less and less significant in your 40s and 50s. And you will soon see that through the assumption of what is important in your 20s, you are squandering your future and your life in the ocean of impermanence that changes everything. Life is based in impermanence. Nothing stays the same. There are cycles for sure, but nothing stays the same. Everything is in a constant movement, a constant change. So the effort, if you really want an answer to your question, what should you do with your life? You should find your heart. You should find what's beyond your passion, your emotions, your body. You need to sit with it diligently. But I understand you live in the Western culture, in a Western lifestyle that does not afford you this. So you will have to go out into this world and find out for yourself through the hard knocks of life, probably, what your life is all about. And maybe one day in some incarnation, you will find the meaning and the significance of life itself. And then if you are wise, which I hope you will be by then, and I'm sure you will incorporate that into your living. There's nothing more I can say. I can't motivate you. I can't stimulate you. I can't give you pretty words. I can't tell you it's all going to work out because the way you want it, because it may not. And there you are. Please forgive me. Namaste. Last question. Randy from Colorado. What should I live for and buy? Well, I can't tell you what you should live for. I can tell you, you can live very well by moving into the heart. That does not mean you're going to have a perfect life as maybe the Randy would want. Maybe Randy wants a perfect living where everything works out and everything is simple and everything comes together for what he wants and yada, 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 that kind of thing. I can't say that. And if you define your life and living by what you see in the outer world, then you're going to miss that too, because life is not what my lifestyle is if I'm unaware. The whole idea is to become aware, to be wakeful in your life, to awaken to your life, to be patient and meditative enough to see what's going on in your living and see if it is a part of your life itself. If you can do that, which you can, if you can realize your life, your true, authentic life, deep in your heart, realizing all of the beautiful ramifications of being conscious and of living in consciousness, that is when the transformation will suddenly occur. And that transformation is tremendous. It's a transcending experience when you realize this is all about love, Randy, all of it. And to put yourself at odds with love, which most people do, and they do this by living in their emotionality, we remove ourselves from the blessing of love and live in conflict constantly. We are in conflict only with our own human heart. That is the big bugaboo in living. The more you live from your human heart, the more you will live from your desires, your passions, and the more you will go against the grain of what real life is all about. In that going against the grain of that love, you and I will fail. We will perish and have to start over again. So the best idea is to accept what life is all about. It is the reflection of the authentic heart in me, in you, and then learning how to live from that heart through everything that goes on in the circumstances and the conditions of our living. When I am no longer in conflict with love, I will no longer be in conflict with life. And when I'm no longer in conflict with life, I have found the fulfillment not only of my heart, but the basic fulfillment of my life in general. Something of the other shore will awaken within me, within you, and you will find a peace, a deep, abiding peace within you. And instead of being subject to circumstance, you will watch circumstances occur. You will know their outcome before they even happen. You will understand why certain people are in your life and certain people are no longer in your life. You will start to understand the ebb and the flow of moving with life rather than opposing it and making it a war. That is very important. Most people, Randy, make war with life through the elements of their body and their beliefs. Don't make war with yourself. Don't make war with life. Seek that which lives within you and seek it in the authentic. Remember, silence is the answer. It is. Thank you for your question, Randy. I deeply appreciate it. Namaste. Well, there we are. I have more beautiful questions that were sent to me, and I hope to be able to share them with you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.